Viewpoint on Mormonism, the program that examines the teachings of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints from a biblical perspective. Viewpoint on Mormonism is sponsored by Mormonism Research Ministry. Since 1979, Mormonism Research Ministry has been dedicated to equipping the body of Christ with answers regarding the Christian faith in a manner that expresses gentleness and respect. And now, your host for today's Viewpoint on Mormonism.
Welcome to this edition of Viewpoint on Mormonism. I'm Bill McKeever, founder and director of Mormonism Research Ministry. Glad you could be with us. Today with me, I have Randy Sweet, who is a colleague at MRM. And as you've probably seen or heard, if you or actually seen on television, that there is a new showing of a film about Joseph Smith called Joseph Smith, Plates of Gold. Now, Randy, this video that has come out, it's actually a film still in the theaters as of this broadcast, is supposed to just be about the early years of Mormonism and how Joseph Smith retrieved the gold plates, which of course eventually became the Book of Mormon. But a little bit of the background here, you actually had the opportunity to meet with and speak with one of the primary actors in this film.
Yes, Bill. Back at the early part of July, my wife and I were back in Rochester, New York, which is about 25 miles from the Hill Cumorah and in Palmyra, where a lot of the early history took place of the Mormon Church. We were fortunate to go to the pageant a few times, and at the time, just down the road from the Hill Cumorah pageant area, there was a Palmyra Inn where they were actually debuting the video that we're going to discuss today. And my son-in-law and I were fortunate enough to spend time with Dustin Harding, who is the main character in the play who portrays Joseph. He's also portrayed him in another film. The time when Joseph was when he was 14, he got to play him. So he's very well versed. We spent about 45 minutes in discussion about what was going to be portrayed in the video, and we picked up a copy and brought it back to Utah with us.
And we had a chance to review this, and I'll tell you, I was were you amazed that it seems to be a lot more honest about Mormon history than other films, especially those that are produced by the LDS Church? And we might mention, this is not produced by the LDS Church. It is produced by a Latter-day Saint, as far as I understand. I'm pretty sure he is. In fact, yes. I know he is.
Yes.
Okay, I've heard it said that he was. And but what I was amazed at some of the things that seemed to be a little bit more open. I noticed right off the bat that a lot of what is in the film seems to go along with a book written by a faithful Mormon historian, Richard L. Bushman, called Joseph Smith and the Beginnings of Mormonism. In fact, one time while I was watching the film, I was actually following along in Mr. Bushman's book, noticing how closely it was related to some of the things he says in his book. Now, were you given any hint that that was kind of like the outline of the movie? Because I don't know if it was.
No,
it just seems strange to me.
In my conversation with Dustin, he was very upfront, just a very nice gentleman, him and his brother. Just, we had a great time. We hit it off. Very cordial. He's actually he's a student at BYU down the road. But he basically said they tried to make it as accurate as possible. And obviously in a movie of this length, they had to take things out and not put certain things in there because it would just go on and on and on. But they tried to be accurate.
That's interesting that you mention that, because there's a scene in there where it shows a group of men at night coming to Joseph Smith's house, and they're complaining to Joseph that he had made an agreement with them. And if you don't know the story behind this, that would really make no sense to you. What do you mean an agreement? But we know from history that Joseph Smith was part of this money diggers type guild, if you will, and they had this kind of agreement among themselves that if somebody found something, that they were supposed to share it. And of course, Joseph Smith, when it comes to the gold plates, is not about to share that with his money digging friends. It brings out the money digging aspect of Joseph Smith. In fact, there's some things in this film that some Mormons might find troubling.
Yeah, a little eye-opening.
Maybe even a little offensive. I'll tell you, I don't know about you, but when Isaac Hale was grilling Joseph when he went to go ask to marry Emma, his daughter, What faithful father wouldn't love that scene where he's holding a pistol in his hand while he's having this interview with Joseph Smith?
Portrayed Isaac Hale very well in the movie.
Isaac Hale, of course, the father of Emma Hale, was not at all enamored by Joseph Smith, did not like his money-digging adventures. In fact, he makes an expression in the film, "I don't like your business, Mr. Smith." Well, what was the business that he was referring to? His money-digging, his involvement in magic and things like that. So in that aspect, the film does bring out some very interesting parts that I don't think you're going to find in a lot of faith-promoting films put out by the LDS Church. It's not that they don't bring out how people didn't like Joseph Smith, but many times in the faith-promoting films put out by the LDS Church, it's always, you don't like him because he is a prophet of God and you just don't like prophets of God. This one brings out that people didn't like him because he had a very dubious character.
Yeah, this film covers why people did not care for him or like him.
Mm-hmm. And what it also does is when Joseph Smith retrieves the plates, he finally is able to go out, and it shows him going out in a wagon with Emma. He jumps off the wagon. This is at night. He had taken, Joseph Knight's horse and wagon,
yes.
The film almost gives the impression that he had the permission to do that. Now, that's not the way it is historically, the way I understand it. I understand that Knight didn't even know he had taken it. I could be wrong on that, but that's either here than there. It's not a big issue. But he goes out with Emma, and it's at night, and she's waiting patiently in the wagon while he jumps off and goes and gets the plates, and he comes back with them all wrapped up. When you see Joseph Smith carrying the plates wrapped up, because you don't see the plates for much of the film, okay, how many pounds do you think those plates weighed, Randy, just by the way you look at it on the film?
You know, Bill, I've in my past work history, years and years ago, I worked in a warehouse, and just we lifted a lot of different bags of different materials for building products type thing. You know, it appears to be 10 to 15 pounds. He hefts it around fairly easily for.
Yeah, he does say they're heavy. He does use that expression when he's talking I think it may have been Joseph Knight in the film. I could be wrong on that. But when he's explaining the plates, he does say that they are heavy. But when he's carrying them, you don't get the impression that they are as heavy as they probably were. And we've got a whole series we want to do on the gold plates coming up. But still, again, I think this is a little misleading. But when he's going to translate the plates, and this is what I find fascinating. There was actually an ad that going out on how this is the true story about the Book of Mormon. And my question is, if it's really true, how come Joseph Smith isn't seen translating the plates with the seer stone and the hat? And even though it brings out his money digging aspects, and of course we know Joseph Smith had a seer stone, he found it while digging a well with his brother Hiram, and he uses this chocolate colored egg shaped stone, as it's described, to translate the Book of Mormon. But it doesn't show Joseph Smith's in a hat. But what does it show, Randy, that is a little bit more honest than most films?
Well, it starts off, it basically shows a progression of his translating abilities, how he starts off they actually show the Urim and Thummim. And
the spectacles.
Spectacles. Like, he's using those at the beginning, and by the time you get to the end of the translation process, he's literally just walking around the room, closing his eyes, and just expounding upon what he's seeing.
And you know, I think most people, if they were not LDS and not already enamored with Joseph Smith, as many LDS are, who tend to overlook a lot of these things, I'm watching this and I'm going, okay, he starts off with this breastplate, okay, that had to be buried with the plates, all right. They don't show Joseph Smith retrieving them the next day, you know, because the scene with Emma, he actually puts the plates back in the log,
right, and then hide them, yes.
And then he has to go back the next night to go get them on foot. And of course, it doesn't tell the story of how he was coming home for 3 miles and jumped over a log with the plates, and then is attacked 3 times. It does show him coming into the room, and he's got like a bloody nose, and he talks about it. You know, he needed his father to put his thumb back in place, but he's carrying these plates and he puts them down there, and everybody, you know, gets to see the plates wrapped up, and his father picks them up and of course is very emotional and starts crying and all this. But I think it's very misleading. But he's translating the plates, getting back to that story, he's translating the plates with the the spectacles, and he's looking through them, and magically the Reformed Egyptian characters, of course, I don't think they even mention Reformed Egyptian. They just call it another language, is magically translated into English through the spectacles. And then, as you said, as the film progresses, he's not using the spectacles anymore. You don't see him wearing the breastplate anymore. And he's looking at the plates for a while without anything in between them, between his eyes and the plates. And then, like you say, later on, he's walking around in one scene and he's just dictating. And at one point, you see his eyes are closed. He's not even looking at the plates.
Yeah, so one stands to look at that and go, why did he even need the plates in the first place? And near the end of the translation process.
And another thing that was troubling to me was when the three witnesses, Martin Harris and Oliver Cowdery and David Whitmer, are telling the story of how they saw the plates. And Martin Harris, the character, who I thought was portrayed very well, he's all excited about how he actually saw the plates. What they don't tell the viewers is look, they saw them in vision. They saw them in vision. And Bushman, in his book, actually mentions how Harris saw them in vision. And that's, of course, taken from Volume 1, page 50 to 55 in the History of the Church, where it talks about them actually seeing the plates in vision. So they don't really see actual tangible plates. The film does not tell you this. And then later on, it shows the eight witnesses actually seeing the plates as Joseph Smith's carrying them with one arm like a football, and then he unwraps them. Again, that becomes a little questionable, too, because William Smith actually said that his father never saw the plates except when, you know, they were always wrapped up. He never saw them, and not tangibly. So again, that's a little bit misleading too. So there's a lot of aspects of Mormon history that it doesn't seem to cover properly, but this is going to be a very popular film here in Utah, at least I think among Latter-day Saints, but I'm hoping that a lot of the Latter-day Saints go, when they go to see this, that they're going to see some things that may trouble them. And hopefully that'll encourage them to go read a little bit deeper on this subject, because once again, it's another example that whenever Mormons portray their own history, they usually cannot be totally honest about it. And exactly. And again, this is a better example of being a little more honest, but again, there's a lot of things that it doesn't bring out.
When you know the real history, you see where it's not being totally honest, which should cause doubts in a thinking person's mind.
Yeah, it's called Joseph Smith, Plates of Gold, and it is airing in theaters right now in Utah.
Thank you for listening. If you would like more information regarding Mormonism Research Ministry, we encourage you to visit our website at www.mrm.org, where you can request our free newsletter, Mormonism Researched. We hope you will join us again as we look at another viewpoint on Mormonism.